accident just right there in front of my place. And it's a very dangerous place, okay? It's like Mr. Akar was talking about. When I pull out of my driveway, I gotta be like a jackrabbit, okay, to get out. Because somebody could be coming from my left, okay? And I gotta be quick. And if I pull out of my other driveway, I gotta be just as fast. Because it's up the hill and a little curve and it's dead. And the only way they could get access on that property off the road would be right there off the corner where's that arrow at. Okay, can I go over to that?
Sure.
I won't contaminate it, I promise you.
That's a good thing.
Be careful. This is my driveway right here. Okay? It corners right there. Now, all the way from there, all the way to here, there's access to that. But you can't. It's impossible. If you do, you better be a bird. And right here, where I come out, you see the curve right here. This is all trees up through here now, and a bank. Can't see what's going on up that way anyway. And some of you people that live back in there, you barrel down through there like a bat out of Hades. Not pointing any fingers, just telling you, slow up. Okay? And vice versa coming up the hill. So you either live back there, or you're coming out of because you live back there. So you're guilty. But there's been, right here, there's a guy killed right here. There's another accident right here. Another one flipped the car up on its side right here. And another one right here. And the guy that got killed right here, is coming up the hill, hit the tree, and the guy that died, the guy that didn't die, pulled him out of the car, out of the pickup truck, and drug him up on the road and left him and took off. They found him later. Anyway, it's, ain't nothing. All this from here on down is just like this. There's no way. The only way to get it is to cut a road along this way. I'm again, it's dangerous. Dave Thomas.
Thank you. Scott, can you throw the contours on there? Did we get everybody in that row? Everybody's good? Row three? Nobody in the next row? Okay.
Hi, my name is Mary Jackson. I live right next to where it's built. Touches my land. I have had four of my personal friends getting wrecks for the hospital. Not to mention whoever he's talking about. My personal friends. On this windy road, it's very dangerous. And I'm young. It's very dangerous. Also, I have two infants. So if he were to do something like this, a nightly rental, I don't know who's going to be next to my infants. And there's no fence, nothing right there. And that's my main concern is my infants.
And where's your property at?
525 Breckenridge Road. We're okay.
I'm gonna get your addresses pulled up here. It's not pulling the.
It's actually like it's right next to 297. It doesn't come up on Google because it's like redirected over here.
So you go down the road and come back to get to your property?
No, go all the way down Breckenridge, right? Breckenridge, right here, okay. So I'm right here.
Okay.
It's me. This is where he's building, correct?
Yes.
It wouldn't be too bad if we could put like a white picket fence up or something crazy. But also the noise and nightly, maybe if it was like a weekly rental, anything but nightly. I don't know, that's my concern.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's not pulling those layers out. I can't get the contours, and it's not pulling the addresses up.
Zoom in quite a bit to get them to come on for some reason.
I know.
They're being temperamental.
Roy Jackson. I live at 297 Breckenridge Road.
There they are.
I can attest that it is a dangerous road. I've personally almost sideswiped you a couple times coming out of your driveway there. With that being said, my concern is, number one, transient people coming in and out. I'm planning on living there for the rest of my life. I already have a problem with trespassing, people coming up from the campground. I've had that happen several times. You get a bunch of people staying there on a nightly basis, drinking, having fun. They want to go run around the woods, have a good time, or steal. I'm not for it. What else is there to say?
And where's your property at? You're around over where she was at, right?
Yeah, this is all Breckenridge right here.
Right there. Put your finger
there.
Am I right there? I think I'm right. Right here.
What's
the
name?
Right there. Yeah, Roy Jackson.
Roy Jackson.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you. I think that's everybody on this side, right? Let's start at the front here in the middle. Raise your hand if you're wanting to speak in opposition. Okay, we'll start right here at the front. Good evening.
Evening. My name's Alvin Tate. I bought into the Buena Vista subdivision back in about 1970. It was land for residents on 5 and 10 acre tracts. And that's what it's been through the years. And been pretty nice. When I first bought mine, it was just no dirt road. Had to take a Jeep in there to even look at it. The county put a good paved road in. It's been a pretty nice, quiet road. Now, I know this nightly rental, they've been popping up around here like wildfires or poison mushrooms in this area. This is not a nightly rental. They can say what they want to. When you put in 6 units, big enough for families, that's a resort. The resort is for multiple cabins, nightly or weekly rental. So it's a resort. And I feel like it'd be a commercial resort. I think it's been poorly thought out or designed. Six of these units, and it says on 5 acres, they're not going to be on 5 acres because they can't use 5 acres. It's going to be 5 or 6 units on maybe 2 acres at the most, or an acre and a half. That's not what our subdivision is set up for. It's for one families on 5 and 10 acre tracts. That's the reason we bought out there, to be spread out and not have people right up next to us. The sewer is going to be put on the backside, on some of the roughest part. I don't think that's a good idea. The driveway is going to drop over at almost a 45 degree angle off Buena Vista. They're probably not going to tell the rental people to come in. You've got to drop over a ledge to get to it. They're going to rent these cabins and things to a lot of flatlanders, Illinois, Iowa, Florida, all that. Now these people are going to come in here and they're going to drop over that ledge. When they come up out of there, they're not going to want to stop on that 45 degree angle to get out of there. They're going to come popping up out there on that Buena Vista Road. It's going to be dangerous. You know, we've got, 30-ton trash trucks coming down that road, UPS trucks full-size, local residents coming in and out. These people coming in and out just for a day or a week at a time, they're not going to be used to this driveway and these traffic like that. They're going to gain speed, get up that hill. The spot right above Dave Thomas is there. is one of the slickest spots in wintertime, and ice gets on the road. If there's any on there, this spot by where Dave Thomas is, any the residents that live down in there, they know that they've got to gain a little speed to get up around that next curve there. And so they're going to be gaining speed right by where this driveway is, which is a bad deal. There'll be accidents there. I just think it's a bad idea. And for that kind of driveway, I just can't believe the county road department approved that kind of entrance for a public commercial resort. I just think it's kind of a bad thought out design. I'm for sure against it.
Thank you. Presley, you got his name correct?
That's a good job.
Sorry, I gotta put my luggage down. My name is Dana Scott. I'm on 141 Breckenridge Road. I married into the Scott family. He'll be speaking in just a moment. And they've owned the property since the early 70s. So I lucked out and got some beautiful property in the marriage. We've talked about traffic, we've talked about danger, and we've talked about stranger dangers living next door to us. What we haven't talked about is what'll happen if this goes through. What will happen if this goes through is the next step, which Mr. Brandt, I hope I pronounced that right, has already been speaking with the city about annexing our county into city. No, thank you. I did not marry into that Scott family to live in the city. I married into that Scott family to live in the county. And I believe that everyone who is a naysayer of this also wants to live in the county, or they would have lived in the city in the first place. So I am very much against